This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Hezbollah has vowed to intensify its attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border to avenge the killing of its most senior military commander by Israel since the latest round of violence began 8 months ago. Taleb Sami Abdullah was killed in an airstrike late Tuesday. Hezbollah responded with several rocket barrages into Israel from across the border over the past 2 days. At a news conference Thursday, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Israel will respond with force to all aggressions by Hezbollah.
Whether through diplomatic efforts or otherwise, Israel will restore security on our northern border. Israel will respond with force to all aggressions by Hezbollah.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday NATO members were doing their utmost to enhance Ukraine's capability to defend itself after a meeting of the alliance's defense leaders and ministers in Brussels, along with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. Since Russia's full-fledged invasion in February of 2022, Ukraine's Western backers have routinely met as part of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, chaired by Austin, to drum up weapons and ammunition for Kyiv. Following their meeting, Austin said he had convened the group 23 times since Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine.
Putin started this war by invading his peaceful neighbor. A permanent member of the UN Security Council is trying to deny democracy to more than 43 million people. And the Kremlin's war of imperial aggression has horrified countries around the world.
Austin said he's seen a slowdown of Russian advances in the Ukrainian Kharkiv region since the U.S. and other NATO allies allowed Ukraine to return fire to targets outside its borders using Western-provided weapons. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.